You're listening to Community Radio, CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7, 946 on the Rogers Digital Network. You can find us at...
Good morning, Waterloo Region. It's Monday, February the 3rd. It's the CKMS Community Connections. My name is Bob John. We have in the studio Garima Harvey and Kush Amor.
Yo, what's up, people in this beautiful KW area? What up?
So, want to hit us with a tune?
Yeah, we're going to hit y'all with a nice tune here. And it goes a little something like this.
All right. Rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, and we wept when we remember Zion. Look how the wicked them carry us away in captivity, requiring from us a song. Can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?
Great to have you both in the studio.
Yay.
Kush Amor, welcome
thank you.
To Kitchener-Waterloo.
Yes.
All the way from Toronto.
No. I was born in Montreal, raised in Kitchener, and moved to New York at a young age, and have just come back recently.
I thought you were a Torontite.
No, not at all.
So you're right local.
I'm local. Okay. Yes, indeed.
Oh, so glad you contacted us.
Yes. Thank you, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
You've been doing music for a while?
No, I have not. I was actually a practice attorney and just recently decided to pursue my love of music. And, you know, I just felt recently that there was much for me to say, and I felt very inspired. So just started to do it. Yeah. It's a real change.
Just before Christmas sometime.
Right, before Christmas sometime. Long before Christmas sometime.
Oh, okay. You contacted us just before Christmas.
Yes, that's when I contacted you, yes. But I've been, like, starting to write music and recording since 2015, I would say. You know, So getting more used to performing and putting it out there.
Well, what are the venues where you're performing at?
I haven't done many venue performances. I mean, I performed at the Link Picnic Festival.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes, I missed that one. I'm sorry.
It was a fun time.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, when it comes to performing, I just love it because I'm with the people that I love and I'm with people that are just love to perform and they're into it. Yeah. You know, you can just see how the crowd reacts to it. You know what I mean? It's deep. I love it.
Something you don't get in the studio.
But
trust that they're there.
Even in the studio of recordings or just, you know, playing around with instruments, you still get that joy because it's deep within.
Yeah.
Comes from the inside.
Yeah. You can feel the music.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been around forever. I think I first met you around 2010 or so. We were bus buddies for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I've seen you performing at the Pride Festival, at the Multicultural Festival.
all manner of places. So
yeah,
so you're famous. I'm really happy to see you here this morning. That's for sure, Garima.
Blessings upon blessings.
Indeed,
yes,
it's a blessing to have you here.
Yeah,
indeed.
When you're looking for venues to perform, how do you get out on stage?
It all depends on who wants us, and just basically the people who I play music with, or you know, they organize the concerts that we're going to be doing, and so I, when they tell me or they email me and let me know, okay, you know, we have this gig and.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, yeah, I'm all in.
So you're already getting the contacts from the promoters. They're coming to you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh yeah. They're like, you know, I'm going to be playing music with Sam. Big ups to Sam. Alicia sometime, you know, big up to Alicia.
Yeah. I saw you perform with her too.
Yeah. You know, she's an amazing singer, amazing musician, and I'm lucky.
Alicia Brilla, another mostly local.
I'm lucky to know her and, you know, to be a part of her life and be part of playing music with her as we share that joy, you know?
So you've got it much easier than most performers. Most performers have to go out and stump for gigs.
Yeah, you know? I'm trying to learn how to do as a new performer myself.
Yeah. Do you have an agent?
No, I don't have an agent. I've just started making music online, making music digitally. I, you know, just felt this inspiration and I was like, well, you know, how do I express myself? And I just started playing with my phone, my iPhone, and started making beats and singing and making my own songs. Which I'll perform a little bit later.
Perform them and I've got the recordings. I've got two of your recordings.
So great.
We can do a bit of side by side comparison.
Yes.
Musicology in the studio.
The drama.
Yeah. So you're using your produced music as your portfolio.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, as my portfolio, and I do a little bit of movie making as well. I've tried a little bit of that online. Yeah. So
got a couple of tunes on YouTube.
Yeah, a couple of tunes. Yes, yes. Tubes on YouTube.
and indeed. Are you getting contacts? You said you've had some gigs at the link.
Right. No, I'm just starting out, so you know, anybody interested, contact me.
For sure, we'll stick your contact info on the webpage.
Yes, yeah, that would be fantastic.
If you're looking us up, you can see us at radiowaterloo.ca/ccc, CKMS Community Connections.
That makes sense.
Got all the show notes there, past performances, the YouTube video.
Yes. That'd be great. Yeah. Fantastic.
And for Garima as well, although. Apparently, you're being overrun already with performance requests.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, like, I did, you know, it's so good that I can play music and just express myself, you know?
Yeah.
And the people I've played music with, like, of course, like, I can't forget my, you know, I want to give a shout out to Kat Van Groove because, man, like, yo, she's. Like, when it comes to, like, drumming and performing music with her, you know, like, she's real. Like, you know, she's strong. She is a strong drummer. And we have played music together and, of course, of our Organic Groove. And, you know, so, yeah, man, we're still around, but we haven't done... music, but hopefully, you know, we get a chance to get together again and just do more music.
Everything I know about the djembe, I learned from Kat.
Yes. So,
fortunate to have a couple of lessons with her.
Wonderful.
Have you taken lessons?
No, I haven't done many lessons in that, but I would like to. You know, I do love to drum a little bit that I do, but yes. And learning with Garima a little bit, the little that we do together.
Are there enough venues out there to keep musicians busy? You're busy, obviously.
I guess.
We've got the Blues Festival, for example.
Right, okay.
We've got some of the Multicultural Festival.
Okay.
Is that the genre of music festival that...
That would be very much appealing to me, that genre of festival. So I guess it's just finding out who runs them and how to do all of that. I mean, I feel so like I'm a novice. I'm like, oh, I don't know how this whole thing works. I'm silly. I need like a manager or something. I'm like so confused. But
I see a lot of music, punk rock, hard metal, things like that.
Yes.
Not so much your style?
I do love rock music as well. You know, I kind of consider my style a dance, reggae, rock vibe. Mm-hmm. You know, so I do love the rock, the guitars, and hardcore, yeah, mainly from the classic rock genre.
Okay.
Yeah, more so than the heavy metal. Yeah. Yes, it does. It does. Yeah. Fortunately. You don't want to be too young. You don't want to be too young.
I wasn't much into music when that was the popular stuff.
Really?
But now that, you know, I've been receiving a lot of Canadian content music from people all over, like yourself, for example.
Okay.
The people that write to office at radiowaterloo.ca, submit their music for airplay. Mm. And there's so much music out there. I'm just constantly impressed with how much music there is.
What were you listening to back then, if you were...
Electronica, Jean-Michel Jarre, Isao Tomita, things of that nature, which were way out of the mainstream.
Right. Very alternative. Yeah, new wave, exactly. Kind of?
Isn't even before new wave.
Even before new wave.
I'm that old.
I'd be interested in hearing some of that at some point.
You got something else?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Indeed.
Okay.
All right.
What are you going to be performing?
I think I'll try the Zamadian. Zamadian.
Yes.
And we're gonna do it with kind of a cappella, and Garima's gonna accompany me on drums.
Got a backstory for this?
This is the story of myself. I just felt like going through the world, there wasn't a lot of an identity for someone like me, who mm-hmm. was of Jamaican heritage, but born and raised here in Canada. Uh-huh. As a youngster, and even now, I'll go to Jamaica and I visit and I love it, you know, and I feel a connection mm-hmm. there. But at the same time, I wasn't raised there. And then being here, you know, I feel that we're really the minority being a Jamaican. So it's like, you know, this is really a song about that kind of duality, complexity. And it's a fun song. It's supposed to be a fun song. And it's my Franglish. It's Franglish.
You have opened up a whole new vocabulary for me.
Yes. Right. Being born in Montreal and spending a little bit of time there. Because I love the city of Montreal. Yeah. So this is kind of
so we've got Tusha Moore and Garima Harvey in the studio at CKMS Community Connections. Zamadian.
Yes.
Check it out, y'all. All
right. Mes parents sont Jamaïcains. Mon passeport est canadien. Je suis né ici dans la vie, Marie. Alors, je suis Jamaïcain. Jamaïcois, Jamaïcain. Je suis un Jamaïcain. Je suis né ici. Don't love you, Marty. Suis un Jamaïcain. Je t'adore, Montréal. Ma mère sacre vient de Kendall. Je commence ma vie dans dualité. Suis un Jamaïcain. Je mets quoi? Jamaïcain. Suis un Jamaïcain. Suis né ici dans la vie, Marie. Suis un Jamaïcain. Mon corps est un Rastafarian. Mais suis un Canadien. J'aime la vie, Marie. So glad to be me. Suis un Jamaïcain. Jamaican, Jamaican, sweet and Jamaican, sweet Nancy, don't love you, Marty, sweet and Jamaican, Jamaican.
Make
love. Jamaican, Jamaican, sweet Jamaican, sweet Nancy, don't love you, buddy, sweet Jamaican, Jamaican. Ashanti, but some say that she was terrible. Anani, Queen, Nani, Queen, Nani, my Queen Nani, fight against. So the Lord's Pitney would live free. This is my song of a story about Queen Nanny. Angel, God's holy messenger, our preserver, one maintainer. Earth angel, God's holy messenger, our preserver, one maintainer. Earth angel, God's holy messenger, our preserver, one maintainer. Earth angel, God's holy messenger, our preserver, one maintainer. Praise the grand mama, our earth, Asa Seya, corn, grass, and fruit of the Lord, for those who sow with the law. But if you don't, you'll get your crops ripe on the hills, a harvest bountiful for our earth, angel. Swift spreading sweet smells for those who till with the arms, bring abundance of grain and golden hued plants, good growth of the Lord, growing as a reward for those who sow with the law. But if you don't, you'll get ya. You pray. Yay. Bob, we put this medley together for the Black Her Story History Month. Our Story Month.
It is Black History Month.
It is, it is. Yeah. Here we go.
Yes.
One, two. Praise the earth, give thanks. And one, two. Queen Nanny, who's a hero of Jamaica. A Maroon who fought against slavery and freedom for all, you know, peace and love. And we're going to go into another song. Yeah.
Please do.
Okay.
Please do.
In the spirit of peace and love, because even though this is the Black Hour Story Month, it's also a month of love. I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside. I'm gonna study war no more. I ain't 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 gonna study war no more. I'm gonna put on my starry crown. Down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna put on my starry crown. Down by the riverside, I'm gonna study war no more. I ain't 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 gonna study war no more. I'm gonna walk that road to heaven down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna walk my road to heaven down by the riverside. I'm gonna study war no more. I ain't 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 gonna study war no more.
Yay!
Wow. Huge medley. We started off with Zamadian.
Yes, I did.
You folded something into the middle of that.
Yes, Nanny, Queen Nanny.
Queen Nanny.
Yes, indeed.
And then back to some more Zamadian, I think.
I think it was Earth, the Earth Angel song.
Earth Angel. Oh, okay.
Yes, which is the Ashanti.
Oh, the new one. Okay, Earth. Yes.
Yes, yes, okay. Indeed. Yes, indeed. And then, right.
So it is Black History Month.
It is. And we really just wanted to raise awareness. At least I felt very compelled to raise awareness of just Black history. You know,
yes.
What is it? Mm-hmm. Who are we? Let's talk about it. You know, let's raise awareness. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's part of why I started this Cushamore site, Cushamore, where I'm doing little podcasts and trying to just put out information, you know, just talk about who are we and see who listens and is interested in knowing, particularly for this month.
Yeah. Black History Month has been around for, what, maybe 10, 15 years?
Yes. Yeah. It's more of a recent development. Although, as Karima was saying, we're always Black and it's, you know, should always be awareness. It's not just for the month of February.
That's right.
Absolutely true.
For real. I just want to say that, you know, Black History Month is very important, but I cannot stress enough that as a Black person myself, knowing that I am an African, I'm African for life. Yes. I am Black for life, African for life. Yes. And my motherland is Africa for life. Mm-hmm. And we have come a long way as Black people. We have gone through trials and tribulation and discrimination and racism, and it still exists, mm-hmm. but we're here.
Yep.
And we're here to spread the message of our ancestors,
yes.
mm-hmm. African ancestors, and our African roots culture and mm-hmm. our African heritage, and yeah. to spread the truth, yes. and to talk the truth, and for people to realize that there is more to hear than you would ever think about it.
Like, indeed, there is much more.
You know, there's much more to African stories, and each one who is a storyteller will tell its story mm-hmm. about how, as African people were taken away from their motherland, mm-hmm. how they went through apartheid and slavery, and how we have come about now, mm-hmm. and we're still trodden.
Still
struggling, and, you know, it just brings awareness that, you know, as a people, we need to get together and be strong. And, you know, mm-hmm. just come together and celebrate.
Is Black History Month maybe counterproductive in that when February turns into March, people will say, well, you know, I've done my bit for Black History.
Right, we get 1/12 of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
Not even a full month, not even a full 30 days.
So we're done now. does that not mm-hmm. undo some of the awareness that needs to be there all year long?
All year round, yeah. And I agree. I feel like it's really just like, even just having any kind of a holiday, it's really just to make you focus for that one day and just keep your awareness in that sense, you know? So in a sense, I hear what you're saying. Like, I agree, it would be great if it was all year round, and maybe it's somewhat counterproductive. Yeah. But on the other hand, it's like, there's a whole 28 days where we can just, and, you know, every 4 years we have an extra 29. So we have a whole 28 days where we get to focus on, you know, just being Black. And that's mm-hmm. what Kush is about, because Kush in the Bible and in the past was called Kush, Black. Okay. You
know? I didn't know that.
Yes. That's
you're
what
teaching me all kinds of stuff.
See, you're learning right there. Yeah. See, so that's what Kush is. Everybody thinks it's just a plant, although I love the plant as well. I'm not going to deny that. But Kush is for Black. So for this, for this period, I think it's something to celebrate. And, you know, for me and us and everybody. And that's really what it is. It's not just limited. Like, Black people, we get to celebrate. However, the history is for everybody. You know?
Yes. It doesn't matter. To learn about.
I think there's a lot of white involvement in Black history.
Indeed. I think that needs to how do you even
stay
separate?
At the forefront of people's minds.
Exactly. So, exactly. Yeah. And there has to be a coming to talk about, you know, we have to just talk about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't even feel like it has to be, it's not just, it's going to be about Black history, but it's everybody, you know, relates to everybody.
You know?
It's a rainbow.
Yeah.
And I am rainbow.
Yeah. Rainbow History Month.
Right. That'll be March. It sounds like that's good. That's a good one for maybe the spring.
Are you taking part in any events specifically dedicated to Black history, or something at the university over the weekend?
Right. And I mean, Reem and I were going to be performing at the Emmanuel United Church on Sunday.
Yes.
Which is going to be really the launching of Black History Month for the church, which is so come on out, you know.
Okay, where's that?
We have on Bridgeport.
Church on Bridgeport.
Yes. And big shout out to Andrew. Yes, my brother up there.
Indeed.
You know, he's going to be joining us. Yes. And, you know, it's going to be like just a day of celebration. And, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I love that every year comes up Black History Month, even though it should be every month. Black History Month, right?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. So that's the main.
Grima, while you were playing, you got more sound out of your djembe than a whole orchestra. You know, when I've played this thing, I can get two tones out of it. You know, the boom and the tat-tat-tat, and that's it. But you got a whole range of sound.
Right.
How long have you been playing djembe?
Oh.
How long have you been playing djembe?
Wow. I've been playing djembe for a nice long time. Yeah. I started playing djembe when I was in my teenager years, and every time that I've played the djembe, and I also got a djembe actually for my birthday and through my manhood, and so.
Okay.
Soft taught and then taught. Eventually I was taught, and then I learned the rhythms, and then, you know, I became a soloist and playing with other groups, being in groups, and, you know, and just having the ability to connect with the spirituality of the drum. And I've been playing for a long time, and it's so much fun to play the djembe or conga, or, you know.
Similar? Conga similar to the djembe?
There is a difference, but different hand movements, but the same sounds, and you can get different types of sounds.
When I see you perform, I only ever see you with one djembe. Do you have a whole array?
Oh, yeah.
Someplace on the shelf at home?
Oh, yeah. I got a 16-inch djembe, and it's heavy.
Oh, so that's not a portable one.
Oh, well, it's used, but it's a nice deep one, you know? It's a nice heavy, and the sound is great. The bass is boomy. Yeah, so for me, I love heavy djembes. I love it.
Yeah.
You can tell that you love it. Every time I see Garima and he's playing, he's so happy, just smiling and loving it, you know? Sounds good.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Exactly.
Got any upcoming gigs?
Yeah, I got some.
Emmanuel Church.
I'm going to be playing, I think, on the Friday of February the 13th.
Oh.
And, different dates and throughout February, and, you know, spread that awareness.
Give me a list and I'll stick it on the webpage and people can follow you wherever you go.
That's great.
Hoping for the outdoor festivals again, you know.
We've got the
International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination at City Hall on March 21st. That's a Saturday.
Okay.
Mm. So I know Jihan Sabri, who's a friend of the station as well, is looking for possibly performers, because there's performances and dancing into the night.
Oh, wow.
So, nice.
That would be fun.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
Get you hooked up with her.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I really appreciate you, Bob. And
Pride Festival coming up in June. And then the Multicultural Festival at the end of June. Uh-huh. And then there's the Nonviolence Day in the Park in the middle of July.
Okay, peace.
So it would be wonderful to have a little bit of musical accompaniment for that.
Oh, that would be great.
I'm mapping out your entire summer here.
Yes, that's so great, Bob. I was just trying to say how much I appreciate you and your support of local artists, because I really appreciate this opportunity just to be here and play with both of you, and particularly you and your support.
I see. This doesn't translate well on radio, but I see Grima has just picked up his kalimba.
Yes.
Yeah. What have you got planned for that?
This is my newest instrument, and it's a beautiful, beautiful sound. You know, like. So there's many ways of playing on this beautiful instrument, and
nice wooden box with a resonator hole in the center, and then. Yeah. How many? And it has an electric pick. This is an electric kalimba.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a trend. Yeah, very, very, you know, very good.
Okay. Yes,
very
indeed.
Great.
I don't think I've ever seen one of those before.
Like, it has a nice pickup, but I haven't plugged the thing in, but, you know, I've used it every time that I go busking, so
got something to play on that for us?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I would love to.
Yes, I'd love to.
Go do that thing. Grim is just moving the djembe and getting set to change instruments.
All right.
I don't want to move things too far away because.
Yes.
So that's just a little bit of the kalimba, and it has about 1, 2, 3. Nice amount of notes.
Yeah, about 2 octaves, I think. Yeah, but they're not in order. They're
yeah.
It's not like a piano keyboard. They've got you've got the long what do they call those the pieces of metal? The long ones in
like
the center,
keys or something.
And the short ones at the sides.
Mm-hmm.
So it having any knowledge of the piano is absolutely useless here.
Yeah, because this is like a thumb piano.
Yeah, a thumb piano. Yeah. Mm.
And there's different names for different types of African thumb pianos, but kalimba is one of them. And
kalimba.
And the imbira, you can find them in Zimbabwe.
All right.
And these are just another instrument that I fell in love with, and I busk, and I just play for hours and hours and hours.
For sure, see you at the corner of King and Queen, perhaps.
In the winter too, or?
Actually, in the Kitchener Market, I bring this instrument in, and I busk and I play music with my friend Keenan, and he brings his tambora and. We have a great jam session with the djembe and the tambora, and boy, do we ever have a fun time.
Wow.
That's Keenan Reimer Watts.
Yeah.
We had him in the studio a few weeks back.
Nice.
All right. He and Vera Hingert McDonald were both in the studio, Erso.
Mm.
So, they could use a bit of percussion in their act, I think. So,
Keenan is a very great musician, a genius of his music cobbler. You know, like I just love that about him, and he's very deep when it comes to playing music. So, big ups to Keenan. You know,
Push, do you play instruments?
I don't fully. I mean, I'm just learning. I've been playing a little bit of the drum, but I'm just learning everything.
It'll come.
New. Yeah. I just really have just been making it. I'm more of a writer. I write. I write lyrics.
Okay.
I write, you know, the songs that I performed, you know, that you just heard there. So I sing, and the songs just come to me, and I write them down, and I use the so far digital music to make the beats that I think it should go along with.
You've got some sort of sound panel that provides you with just the background?
Just the back, like GarageBand. Okay. Yeah, that's the most, but it's really just GarageBand on the phone. Okay.
Shall we have a quick listen to some of your produced stuff?
Okay, great.
Listen to Zamadian as it came from,
From the phone.
From the phone. This is, Zamadian by Kush Amor.
All right.
Jamaican,
That's about as different as you can get from what we had in the studio a little while back.
Right.
Yeah, and it's all done with GarageBand on your phone.
GarageBand.
Yeah. Zamadian with Kusha Moore and her phone.
Yes. Yeah, that was it. That was it. My voice just layered it on and started out with some beats and just, you know, made it happen.
Yeah.
I was kind of, as I was saying, forced to do that because, you know, it's, I wasn't really known as being a musician and I'm new to this whole thing. Yeah. So I was just like, yay.
Yeah. Never thought of a phone as a musical instrument either.
Neither did I.
And I commented on your French.
You're not a native
French speaker.
No,
but you lived
not.
In Montreal, you said.
I was born in Montreal, but I literally left there as an infant. So I was raised really here in Kitchener, Ontario.
Okay.
So that was just, but I've taken so much French class. Like, I feel like I've taken so much French. So this was sort of my effort and my fun. Yeah. I hope that my French professors will be proud of me.
Well, you've put it to some good use, you know, which is more than I can say.
I tried.
What's your agreement? You a foreign language speaker?
Well, there's, I wouldn't say I'm a foreign language speaker, but I can speak a little bit of African languages and, of course, Jamaican patois.
Wagwan.
So, you know, so for me, I speak in a different, whoever I'm speaking to is just in a different way. Mostly speaking slang or English, just saying, you know, because, you know, the regular, hi, how are you? But, you know.
You adapt to the conversation that's taking place.
Yeah. And even in slang, I'll be like, yo, what's up?
You
know? That's the real G, you know?
Right.
Like, that's the real me, you know? To me, like, speaking English, it's but when I'm speaking slang or Jamaican patois, I'm like, you know. Even if I speak a little bit of African languages, you know, like Zulu or Swahili, I'm like, you know, like, that's comforting.
It is.
Nice. I don't sound good when I speak patois. I don't know why. I guess I don't affect the accent well. It's just as well as I speak my French. Like, my accent just doesn't.
But it's something that you would grow up with if you were living in Jamaica, right?
If I was living there.
And yet it's not considered a language on its own.
It's trying. Well, there's some recognition of it. Is it? I heard the New Testament has been written in Patois.
Ah, really?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Okay. So it's very it's true. Starting. Yeah, well,
that's good
yeah,
to hear.
Starting because, to get some recognition. Yeah,
a lot of languages are dying out. So it's good to right. see that, that where there's an established culture with right. you know a way of speaking of yeah. their own with you know. You've got your own vocabulary.
We do. We do absolutely yeah. have our own vocabulary. And so, many people are just like, yeah. what? They won't know what you're saying. You know, yeah. it's well, like,
true.
I've seen on YouTube some videos, and it is a foreign language to me.
See, there you go. Yeah. It's a foreign language to most people. Yeah. So I'm really grateful that I at least understand it. I understand that I just don't speak it that well. May not chat so well.
You know something? I don't think that on the radio station we have anything dealing with Jamaican Caribbean culture.
What?
Yeah, wow. We've got some reggae culture. We've got some Indian culture. We have some European culture, Croatia, Macedonian. So, you know, if you're ever interested in having a radio show, it is a community radio station, so we invite members to join.
About that. This is a miracle. Like, we were literally just talking
smokes.
About that.
Yo, I just want to say something here right now. That's
amazing.
Yo, like I was just talking about with my friend here.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, you know, it'd be really cool to have a radio. Like to be on the radio again and to present the African diaspora that focus on the reggae music and African traditional music and, you know, like hip hop and, you know, to bring that to the forefront.
Absolutely. Yeah. And even specifically, even with respect to Jamaica, there's so much that we don't know. And that was with my little nephew, my niece's child, like, you know, going through these Ashanti stories and just giving that tradition. Yes. And I was like, well, it'd be great if everybody could share
more than just the music. So
there's a whole culture. Yeah,
all the rest of the culture that goes
with it. Yes, yes. We definitely are a culture. So it'd be great to. I'd love to do that.
After the website, radiowaterloo.ca, and there's a big start a show button on the left hand side. Click on that and, you know, read what it's all about.
Yes.
A couple of sessions of training involved. You fill in the form, membership, $25, and then primetime radio would cost about $30 a month for a one-hour show.
Mm.
Yeah,
so we'd have to get some sponsors, I guess.
Yeah,
you get sponsors, local community businesses.
Right. So maybe we need to give a shout-out for some sponsors if there's anyone wanting to sponsor.
Yeah, you know, and just get on it, you know what I mean? And to spread this beautiful culture of Mama Africa to Jamaica, you know.
You've got the Southeast Africa program, which is the Voices of Africa.
Yes,
indeed, he does that.
Yeah,
but nothing from the diaspora, the migration to the Americas.
To,
yeah,
that focus.
I'm glad that Yassine is doing his thing. You know, like representing that.
Oh, you know Yassine, of course you do.
Oh yes, yep. And you know, I'm glad that he's doing his thing to represent that and to bring it to the forefront. You know, because it, you know, it's just important, and you know, never stop bringing that joy and acknowledgement.
The message.
Yeah, the message.
It's not there.
Exactly.
You know, the mystery. That's why I call it Black Mystery Month. You know?
Black Mystery Month.
Right. It's like, what is the story? What is the story? Particularly since we've left Africa, particularly. You know. Right.
That'd be cool. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, cool.
I love to learn about it and I love to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's a passion. That's my passion.
Yeah, we have about 10 minutes left. Music. 10 minutes to the hour. Less than that, actually. Can I squeeze another performance out of you?
I think so. I had a song in mind, looking at the wall, particularly, that Gareem and I have done before at Emmanuel United. I don't know if you want to try that, doing some redemption.
Do a little redemption song.
Yes.
Back to the djembe?
Yeah.
Okay, so we move some furniture around again, and I think I've got that turned the wrong way around for you.
Okay.
Old pirate, yes, there are I. So lie to the merchant ship. Old pirate, yes, they rob I, so lie to the merchant ships. Minutes after they tech I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hands of the Almighty. Look forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption song. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the times. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption song, redemption song. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the times. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption song, songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Yes, yeah. I hear.
That was great.
That's lovely.
Yes.
Something you wrote?
Yes, yeah, just yesterday. I just wrote it. It just came to my mind from so out of nowhere. All of his lyrics to
amazing how that works.
Yes.
That's very nice. So what brought this, what brought it about? What inspired you?
I feel it's really just particularly being this month and being a Black person. I've always felt being raised in Kitchener, Ontario, as kind of an unusual person. I was often the only black person, fully white environment. And I just felt like my culture and what I was about, my history, my her story, just was not out there. So I just, you know, feel like that's really what's missing to me in the world, where I can really plug in. And this is where my passion is. It's really with understanding who we are as a people, who aren't understanding who I am as a person, because I am the composite of my ancestors. And in understanding that, I understand all of us. So that's really been my focus and inspiration. And really, my main inspiration has been my mother, who's recently passed away. And yeah. I feel like that's really what's caused this whole transition for me in terms of career, my whole life, my whole perspective, yeah, you know, on what matters. It became very clear to me. I had to focus on what matters. So she's my number one inspiration, and my daughter as well, who is out in North Carolina. And, you know, shout out to her and my whole family, Ebony and Bo. And, you know, we're very close, and there's a lot of love. There's strife at times, mm-hmm, but there's much, much love. And I'm very much about family. And I feel like that's a part of February focus too. So that's my inspiration.
And where's that going to take you? What's in the near to medium future for you?
For me, what I've been really focusing on are these podcasts, you know, and now that we have this show that we're considering doing as well, that would be great. That supplements it perfectly. And what I've been doing is just doing short little recordings on different aspects of Black culture in the diaspora. I'm starting with, you know, the native people who are people of color. May not have been Black like me, or they may have been, but they were people of color. So I'm just doing a little, you know, little short snippets on, you know, Black culture, which I've put up, even on Egypt, you know, as well, just all different Mirnith, like just different people in history, just simplifying it, making it beautiful, putting it to music, and getting the information out there. That's really
Jihan, who runs the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, pointed out to me that Egypt is an African country.
It isn't that I see, and a lot of people didn't know that. I didn't know that either.
You know, it's somewhere in the back of my mind, but you know,
it's true. I had to be reminded. Yes, it absolutely is an African country in East Africa, and I was really privileged and happy to be able to have gone there and you know, walked the pyramids and done all of that. It was just the most amazing experience ever, and you know, I'm happy to be able to share.
Rima, what are you up to in 30 seconds or less?
Just doing what I love doing, music, and just bringing forth the message of one love and unity as Black people, you know, and to spread that message around always. So happy Black History Month, my people, and you know, stay strong. Be strong.
Yes.
Be the change that you want to see and be.
Be it.
One love.
Thank you, Garima Harvey.
Rastafari.
Yes.
Thank you, Kusha Moore, for being in the studio for CKMS Community Connections. My name is Bob Jonkman. CKMS Community Connections is a production of Radio Waterloo, sponsored by Radio Waterloo. We'll be back on Monday. Thank you ever so much for coming into the studio. Leave you with the other produced production from Kusha Moore.
Yes.
One love.
One love.
Yes.
Our preserver, one maintainer. Earth angel, God's holy messenger. Our preserver, one maintainer. Earth angel, God's holy messenger. Our preserver, one maintainer. To restore the earth again.